This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco, and you are listening to my guys from DWI, the best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Before we start, Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie DeFalco Show, presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It's DPP. The man, the myth, the legend, the one you tuned in to hear. He's on location right now, checking everything out, making sure it's safe, making sure everybody's ready to go, because it's back this weekend. Bruce City Wrestling. Let's bring him in. He's the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling. BCW Reload on Saturday. It's Frankie the Thumper DeFalco. Mr. DeFalco, it's a pleasure to talk to you once again.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you on this beautiful 80-degree blue sky sunny weather here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you can't ask for anything better.
I got to tell you, we could have done this an hour and a half ago, but I had to have two beers and get my grass cut before we could do this today. So I apologize.
That explains a lot.
The two beers?
That explains a lot.
Coors Light.
Coors Light, there you go.
Tell us what's going on out there at the Waukesha Elks Lodge right now.
We are getting ready. We are sanitizing. The members of the Elks Lodge are here prepping for this Saturday. They've already reloaded. They had bingo here on Sunday. They had about 170 people here, so Waukesha Elks Lodge is rocking and rolling.
Wow, they reloaded, and now you're ready to reload come this weekend.
And then some.
Before we get into the card, it's an amazing card. Everybody's going to be privileged once again to see the best in the Midwest professional wrestling. Cold beers, hot food available Saturday?
Cold beer, cold soda, hot food. Hot women, hot wrestling, all under one roof here at the Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha.
Folks, if you want to make sure you're going to get in the door and be able to watch this show, go to BruceCityWrestling1.com and buy your ticket ahead of time. There's no guarantee if you show up that they might not be already past the capacity where they want to be. So well, I think that's sound advice, would you say, Mr. DeFalco?
I would. Right. Ringside is sold out. There's been an abundance of pre-sale tickets that have already been sold. So we're already at about 140, 150 people. So, but we'll definitely take the walk-ups to see Bruce City Wrestling live and in action.
Well, and even if you pre-order, you save yourself a couple bucks too, you know, so do that for yourself.
Absolutely.
As well. Save that for a soda. Or some chicken
Get here
tenders.
Early, order some food, some cold beverages to wash it down with, because Jason and Ben, they want to work over there, I'll tell you that much. Well, they work their asses off behind that counter.
They sure
good
do.
Good food.
Good food and good people that are there all the time, too, taking care of you behind the bar, behind the food counter.
Absolutely.
What do we need to know when we get there? There's going to be some type of capacity with the seating, different spaced out type of thing, and hand sanitizers and masks. What do we need to know when we get there of what we need to do to stay safe?
I am supplying hand sanitizer and masks at the front door if people wish to have them. I will also have hand wipes. The bar will also have hand sanitizer on there as well. But here's the kicker. I am, per my lawyer, I'm going to note on the front door and at the front table that if you've been in contact with anybody who's had the virus within the last 2 weeks, or if you have a temperature of 101.1, sorry, folks, but you're not coming in. I'm even doing it with the talent as well.
And that's great to hear that you're taking the precautions and making it safe for everybody. But at the same time, I know people are dying to get out and see wrestling live and in person and be a part of it as a fan. Let's get to it, Mr. DeFalco. What do you say, this fandemonious card you have here?
You know, Fandemonium has been a Bruce City thing for the last 16 and a half years. You know, we're coming up on 17 in January. So Fandemonium personifies Bruce City Wrestling at its best.
Let's start here on the card with someone that's a newcomer to Bruce City Wrestling and someone that's been here a couple times before. Salem Crane, trained by Nick Colucci and Hornswoggle, taking on Chris Coyote. A new look for some of the fans here in this match.
Absolutely. I'm all about bringing in new faces and new talent here to Bruce City Wrestling. And as the word of Hornswoggle and Nick Colucci, I'm giving Salem Crane a tryout. But it's not going to be easy because Chris Coyote, he's got two shows in a row here with winning streaks. So it's going to be an excellent match and see what happens if the veteran Chris Coyote can, you know, do anything that happens from him, from Salem Crane. It's going to be very interesting.
That's one of my favorite things about Bruce City Wrestling, honestly, folks, is you're going to get talent in from all around. Big names, people you haven't heard for that are going to impress you, you know. It's always great to see new talent. I want to get to something that's really intriguing me on this match, and it's the Bruce City Wrestling Heritage Champion, Doc Simmons. The guy is the biggest heart in the locker room, in my opinion, and he's got an open challenge to that entire locker room right now.
Doc Simmons is nothing but a little troll who thinks he's the GOAT. Greatest. You know, Doc Simmons, I'm staring at him right now, and I'm talking to him in his face. If you wanted to talk to the GOAT, I got no problem with that. You know, hey, GOAT, come here.
Bring him
on. Why don't you talk to the guys at DWI Podcast and tell them about your open challenge? Here, you can even hold my phone because I'm holding it for you.
You going to do me like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's up?
Doc, what's going on? I hope you sanitized that phone before you picked it up.
We're keeping it clean out here. We're keeping it clean out here. All drip.
This is awesome to get you on here in the midst of running down this card because I just told Mr. DeFalco, this is one of my most intriguing things that's happening this Saturday, your open challenge to the entire locker room.
I mean, what else do I have to prove? I have dominated over the past year with this belt. I think I haven't been the champion for maybe a month over the past year. I have just been the standard bearer, and I think it's only fair at this point that they start stepping to me.
Who's out there? Who's back there in that locker room you want to see? You want to get a piece of it out there?
Let's see. You know, I'd love to tangle with Stacy again. You know, we had something special in there. You know, once those losers at the apparent top, you know, decide whoever the heavyweight champion is, you know, me being the GOAT, it's only proper I take that. So if they want to get in a little action
matter.
Before,
he's the
I'm,
GOAT.
I'm more
Don't
than willing.
Don't ask him stupid questions like that. He doesn't care who he faces. He's going to win. I told Mr. DeFalco, you got the biggest heart. You're the GOAT. You're the man,
you
Doc.
Are an
I got your back.
Person. You know, we need more people like you spreading the word.
Listen, I'm a believer. I'm a follower
that's
of the
what
GOAT,
I like to hear.
Doc Simmons, Heritage
That's
Champion.
What I've been looking for, that acknowledgement that I am the best, that I am the greatest.
I'll let everybody know Saturday. Trust me.
He'll be there singing your praises,
Thank
that's
you.
For sure.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Hey, last words here for the entire Bruce City Wrestling community that's ready to come out and see Bruce City Wrestling and, of course, the GOAT this Saturday.
Hey, you know, it's been a long time. We've been out of here for a while. Everybody's chomping at the bit. We're going to give you exactly what you want. You know, that hard-hitting Midwest style we all love.
I apologize for DP's stupid question. It's been a pleasure for me to talk to you, Mr. Simmons, Mr. Gold.
It's all right. Learn better. Be better.
Yeah. I'll just got to keep coming to more shows.
Tell them that for years.
All right, I'll give you back to the boss, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Champ.
Simmons.
You know, Doc, I hope you get your ass kicked in this open challenge. And you know what? I'm gonna have senior referee Dan Perch referee that match.
One of the best.
Don't worry. You know what? Me and Perch, we're gonna be cool.
Yeah. All right, Doc.
There's no.
We'll do your job.
There's no chance Mr. Frankie DeFalco gets in that ring for that challenge, is it?
Well, I'm not saying nothing.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me ask him. Hey, Doc. What if I'm? What if I accept your challenge?
Right.
We can go.
We can go.
We can go. He says.
Oh boy. Well, a little intrigue. A little intrigue for this weekend.
So you call me ancient? All right. You guys heard it here first on the DWI podcast. He called me ancient. So if you hear Thunderstruck, Thumperstruck, then you know who's accepting that challenge.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I told you I was looking forward to this, DP. Let's slide on over to the tag team division here. And I want to talk about...
Can you guys hold on 1 second? Can you guys hold on 1 second? I got demented Chucky Bates here now.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to talk about how he's going to become one half of the BCW tag team champions in that triple threat match.
That's exactly where I was going.
Tag champions. DWA podcast. Chucky's here.
What's up, Chucky? How you doing?
I work here.
I'm doing just dandy.
Where have you been hiding during this COVID thing? What you been up to here? Getting ready for this weekend.
I've been hiding all over the place. I've been hiding a little bit in the Thumper's den. I've been hiding in some poor lady's basement. I've been all over the place.
You guys got a very, very interesting team here that you got going for these titles. You got two different teams going on, two different styles with Blaze and Colucci and the Caribbean Connection. What's your outtake? What are you guys looking to do to make a difference in this match?
One could predict we're here to win the tag titles. One could say that we will dominate the match. Gunnar Wicks and myself will be in this match not only to dominate, not only to take the BCW tag team titles, but we will also be there to prove a point. Anybody can snap, and when we step in the ring, no one is safe. That is my answer.
Folks, let me just tell you something, a little warning here. If the demented one here, Chucky Bates, is walking past you, watch your fingers and everything else. He may snap at you. Mr. Bates, I mean that with the utmost respect for you, sir, but you scare me.
You just saved your fingers and your ears.
I appreciate that.
I can respect that.
I don't know where to go here. I'm kind of scared. Any last thoughts from the Bruce City Wrestling universe as we approach the very first show back from Bruce City Wrestling?
All the fans of the Bruce City Wrestling universe better be ready, because when Bruce City Wrestling returns to the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, they will be in for a treat. An insane, a demented treat.
Thank you, Mr. Bates. That was scary.
I can't trust
him. He's demented, I'm telling you.
I can't trust him. He's afraid to ask questions.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Give us
him and Gunner think that they are going to become the new BCW tag team champions. Good luck to them is all I can say.
I wouldn't want to get in the ring with him. I don't want to be ringside. We mentioned, you know, he'll bite people's fingers.
Exactly.
Hey,
the Caribbean Connection, they're coming back for the first time in over 8 months. So they're ready. They're gearing up to become new tag team champions as well. But when you have the seasoned, crafty veterans like Nick Colucci and Brandon Blaze as tag team champions, I wouldn't pass those two to sneak by with a victory and hold on to them.
Well, it's three different styles of tag teams, too. Three completely different styles clashing in here. So it'll be pretty interesting to watch.
It is.
Very, very much so.
All right, let's stay on the tag team line of thought. Hardcore Impact taking on Whiskey Bent and Hellbound. I apologize. You got Max Holiday and Roadhouse taking on Hardcore Craig and Paulie Tomasello.
Back in January at the anniversary show, Paulie and Craig had just won their match. But here out of nowhere comes Whiskey Bent and Hellbound, Roadhouse and Max Holiday to just beat them down. Unfortunately, because of the COVID-19 virus, they cannot have the revenge. But trust me when I say those two are chomping at the bit to get their hands on Whiskey Bent and Hellbound.
Long history between these two teams and all pretty long veterans of Bruce City Wrestling. So four of our favorite guys, I'll tell you that, in the Bruce City Wrestling family right here going at it.
Absolutely. You know, you got four big physical men who could definitely put down a lot of harm on each other. And we'll find out what happens coming this Saturday night at the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, 2301 Springdale Road.
All right, folks, two more matches left on the card. Actually, the finish of a tournament on the card and one other match. Let's talk about what's going on. We got the final four, Sky Blue versus Missa Kate, and then Paloma Starr taking on Casey Carlisle. The winners will face off in the finals. This is something that's really caught my attention. Four unbelievably talented women vying right here to become the winner.
Absolutely. You know, Casey Carlisle is a former NWA Women's Champion. She's a seasoned vet, but then again, so is Paloma Starr. And then on the other hand, you have Missa Kate, who was trained by Steve Boz down in Chicago, against Sky Blue, who only has 2 to 3 years experience as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting on the outcome of that one as well.
Yeah, when I was looking at that card, I thought the same thing. You kind of got the two upstarts and then the two more veterans facing off, you know, against each other here. So it's an interesting setup on how this shook out, and should be both fantastic matches and then an awesome finals there later in the night.
I wouldn't doubt seeing Sky Blue come out of this as the new BCW Women's Champion. You know, she's so fast and so small where she can get away with stuff like this against the Paloma Starr, Casey Carlisle, in the finals if they do meet.
Any which way you put it, winning two matches in one night, definitely going to be a worthy champion by the end of the evening out there at the Elks Lodge.
Absolutely. You know, Casey Carlisle is a former, like I said, former NWA Women's Champion. She's got the credentials. If you go on her Facebook page, Casey Carlisle, she has many titles that she does display. You know, that woman is very, very proud of what she has and what she's accomplished. So it's going to be very, very good.
One last match to get to here on the card. You've got the one and only Dysfunction and the one and only Stacy Shadows teaming up, taking on Ace of Diamonds, Maverick Boone, and Ethan Matthews. Talk about people that have been very, very at the forefront of the Bruce City Wrestling picture. We got a tag team turmoil match. Anytime Stacy Shadows gets let loose, I know I'm ready and willing to watch.
Turmoil seems like the right word for that, too.
You know, Dysfunction and Stacy definitely do have the experience. Both brawlers. Dysfunction being a former hardcore champion with that type of a background. Stacy, she brings it no matter who it's against. But then you've got two upstarts as well in Ethan Matthews and the Ace of Diamonds, Maverick Boone. Maverick's a former BCW champion. You know, even though he's young, he is experienced. He's a former, you know, he is a student of the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy as well. So, yeah, I couldn't even pick this. Would I want to referee that one? No. Would I want to be Junior or Perch in that refereeing that one? No. But somebody has to. It's going to be an all-out brawl with them.
I know where I'm gonna, you know where I want to be for that match, and that's sitting out in the audience enjoying it, and that's right where I'm going to be watching this thing.
Absolutely. You know, people, strong advisement, get your tickets now because it's going to be a big bum rush over at the front door. Get here early. The kitchen's going to be, you know, gearing up some good food as always. The cold beer, the cold beverages will be flowing. Doors open at 6:45. Bell time is 7:30. You want to get here for this one here. You know, it's a reload because Bruce City Wrestling has been away for 3.5 months. These talented stars are chomping at the bit, ready to go. So this Saturday at the Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha is where it's going to happen. All under one roof. 7 Fandemonium matches.
Don't wait right now, folks. You're listening to this on your phone or your computer. Just bring the tab down. Go to Bruce City Wrestling 1. That's Bruce City Wrestling, the number one. BruceCityWrestling1.com. Get your tickets right now. Everybody, you can find everything Bruce City Wrestling on their Facebook page, at the website. You can follow Mr. DeFalco at BCW1. Last thoughts as we head towards this event that I've been waiting. It feels like years, doesn't it? It feels like you've been gone forever. You said it was 3.5 months. That doesn't seem like it was that long. It seems longer.
It does. You know, wrestling just started recently in Wisconsin, but, you know, people, the minute I put these tickets on sale, ringside sold out in a matter of 2 days. So I have a feeling there's going to be a good crowd here, hot, ready to go, cheering, booing, and just getting ready. And like I said before, as a precaution, we will have masks and hand sanitizer at the front table when you come in, and also we're going to be checking temperatures. If you have a temperature of 100.1, I'm sorry, but you can't come in.
You heard it from the man himself. Mr. DeFalco, it's always great to talk to you. It's been great to have this time and catch up with you on other things as well. And now we got the wrestling back, and we're super thrilled. BruceCityWrestling1.com, folks. Go get your tickets. Mr. DeFalco, go out there and set that place up for us.
It's ready to go. The chairs will be going up. We're going to put up 500 chairs. I'm just kidding. But the chairs will be ready. If we need more chairs, we have them here. So come on out this Saturday, Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha. Get your tickets on Bruce City Wrestling 1. It's right there, $16 or $18 at the door. Doors open up at 6:45, bell time 7:30. Come on out and see the best of Fandemonium professional wrestling with Brew City Wrestling. Gentlemen, it's always my pleasure to talk with you, and I'll see you guys this Saturday.
Looking forward
Thanks
to
again,
it, Frank.
Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
We always appreciate you. See you Saturday.
You guys wouldn't believe what, again, before we leave, you wouldn't believe what I just saw. Demented Chucky Bates just smelled the turnbuckle pads.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least he didn't eat them.
Hopefully he doesn't eat them and becomes George Steele. I just
spares.
Bought brand new turnbuckle pads, and now he's smelling them. This guy is really demented.
What do they smell like?
Well,
you got to show up to find out.
Chucky, what do they smell like? They smell new, he said.
At least they don't smell like his socks or something, because then I get worried.
You know, rumor has it, and I do speak to his mother frequently, he wears the same underwear 3 or 4 days in a row.
Oh, boy.
Just flip them inside out, take a bite out of them. As long as he's not eating the elastic, is he? I hope not.
They could probably stand up on their own right now, those in his socks. But, gentlemen, you take care of yourselves, and I'll see you this Saturday.
See you Saturday, Frank. Thanks again.
Take care, guys. Have a good one. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.